It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Woo. Woo. Where'd she go? Tell her get back up in here. Tell her don't take that dress off. Tell her get on up in here. Up in here, up in here. It's all about Jesus. Let me tell you something. If we can shout during the final four, I've been shouting. If I can shout during soccer, if I can shout during the Super Bowl, why can't I get excited for my Jesus? Come on. Why can't I get excited for Jesus? Why can't I get excited for my Lord who saved me? Who was supposed to be in hell? Girl, come on up in here and do that thing one more time. Like, I'm sorry. This is the Lord's house. Do it one more time.
When you're lonely and your heart is filled with despair, remember God cares. Just call.
You know, we always talk about taking God out of the box. We don't have church service. We just come to meet God. We got to take all the falseness off. We got to take the mask off. And just come to meet Jesus. Lord God, we come this morning. It's still morning, isn't it? And Father, we just thank you for this day. Lord God, we thank you that you've already ministered to us. Through Evangelist Sheila. We thank you, Father, that you spoke to us through Deacon Avante. And my God, we thank you, Lord God, that you ministered to us through the anointed dance. Through Vanessa as she danced like David, radical for Christ. Father, as I come as your servant, Father, I pray that you would be seen and not me, that you would be heard and not me. Lord God, that I would be hid in Christ. Lord God, I'm nothing but a man, flawed with all the weaknesses, with all the inconsistencies, but God, may I be hid in you. Put me on as a glove, Lord God, and that I will come alive because of the Holy Spirit of Christ Jesus. Have your way today. Continue. Lord God, continue to do the work that you've done already, Lord God. And so we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. I have something I want to do. Okay. I'm about tired of leaking up here. I can't help it. But it was on my heart yesterday as I was driving. And the Lord just put this on me. He tends to do that when I'm driving. And I've got my own agenda. People say, how come God don't speak to me like that? Yeah, he does. He just ain't listening. Because he's not going to yell over it. That's why it says, small, still voice. The scripture also says that we are not to boast about ourselves.
Amen.
Let others speak highly. Let others give you the accolades. So in saying that, I want you to come up here. Yeah, you in the back. Now she don't know who we're talking about. She. Yeah, you. Get on up here. Come on up here. I'm going to make you cry. If visitors that are here may not have experienced what we experienced last week, the girl was anointed to cook. And I thank God that Jacques and I was anointed to eat. God said, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth. But I need some bread. Well, sometimes we take people for granted. We take their heart, their love, their mercy, their compassion, the loud voice. I ain't the only one in this church that's long-winded. Well, you ain't know that. You mean to tell me you just figured that out? Yeah, you're out with it. Y'all come to morning prayer. It's good, though. But anyhow, the Lord put it upon my heart. Even though it's from the whole church, we just want to thank you for, and I know there were others that took part, but she spearheaded it. It took a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of sweat and a lot of tears. You should have seen that smorgasbord. It was better than it, for me, it was better than any restaurant. And it was phenomenal. So we just want to thank you for your servitude, for serving us the way Jesus served the disciples and he fixed them and he fed them. He washed their feet. What you did, you symbolically fed us and you washed our feet. And so we just want to just give you a little gift of our appreciation and a card from you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I'll have nothing to say. Thank you.
She can't boast on herself because God called her down on it. Hallelujah. That girl really didn't know she was lying with it. I can't. But I don't believe I will be long today. God is awesome. The title of my message this morning is I Love Freshly Baked Bread. Is leaven, yeast, bad or good? And I'm going to add a question mark. I'm just going to say, it depends. I love freshly baked bread. If you've never smelled fresh baked bread coming out of the oven, oh my God, with coffee. Oh, goodness gracious. Awesome. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16, verses 1 through 12. The Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, came tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. They're basically tempting Jesus. And he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after signs. This is why I always say this. We don't seek after signs as believers. Signs and wonders follow those. So don't seek signs. Seek Jesus. Because when God come on the scene, he brings everything we need. Don't just seek the blessings, but seek the blesser. Seek Jesus. Because he's the commander in chief. And when he comes in the house, as Sheila said, he knows what we have need of even prior to us asking. He knows what your trouble is. He knows you had this pain in your side. He knows that you had this thing in your stomach. Seek the Lord while he yet may be found. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto them but the sign of the prophet of Jonah. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten that they left the bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Always remember that when Christ walked, he spoke in parables, but he also spoke in natural ways so that we could understand what he was saying in the spirit, because we just can't understand the spirit realm. We're sheep, sheep. If you know sheep, sheep ain't too smart. They're sort of stupid. And when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you yet not understand, neither remember the five loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? You'd have forgot that quick. Neither the seven loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up. How is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that you should be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not be aware of the leaven of the bread, but the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So what is leaven? Leaven is a substance, typically yeast, that is used in dough to make it rise. But it's also a pervasive influence that modifies something or transforms it for the better or for the worst. As we go through this, see yourself as the bread, but also see yourself as the leaven. Come on. Hold on to that. See yourself first, well, not the bread, see yourself as the flour. You either gonna rise or you won't rise. See yourself as the leaven, the yeast. I'm gonna take you on a journey. Leaven is infectious. It can be a blessing or it can be a curse. What are you? What are you? The mouth is a little bitty member of our body, but filled with deadly poison.
Come on now.
What leaven are you putting forth? Hello. No man can tame this. You are responsible for your own mouth. Amen. And what comes out of it. It's either going to be good leaven that brings blessings. It's going to rise either way. You're going to rise in the spirit or you're going to rise in the flesh. Amen. So, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were the spiritual leaders of that day, but they could not even recognize the Son of God that was before them. How many of us church folk, we think we've overcome? That spirit still dwells. How many of us, if Jesus and the devil was to walk down this aisle, how many of us be fooled? And thinking the devil is Jesus. And Jesus is the devil. It says that the devil, Satan, Lucifer, before he fall, he was the most beautiful of all the creations. It says Jesus wasn't really too good looking to look upon. Walking down the aisle. That's why Jesus said, judge not by the appearance, but judge righteous judgment, discernment. Don't discern by the mere appearance. Because you'll get food. Just remember, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were the spiritual leaders of that day, tempting Jesus. Oh, they deemed themselves holy and righteous men of God, standing on the corners, fasting, so everybody can see their good deeds, so that they can see that they're holy men. God says, what you do in secret, that's what the word said. What you do in secret. If you got to go around telling everybody you're good, you got the wrong heart and you're messing up. You do it because you love the Lord. Nothing more, nothing less. And you do it because God told you. All that matters is he knows that you did what he told you to do. That's it. Why am I saying this? I'm telling you, I've been praying that the revival start. I'm just going to let you know what I've been praying for. I ain't been praying for no stuff. I've been praying that God will pour his spirit out upon this land. And that revival would come and hit us. And we turn back to God. We come out of sinfulness. We come out of selfishness. We come out of rebellion. We come out of this stuff that hinders what God wants to do in our lives. The church needs to be jacked up. It needs a mighty intervention by the commander-in-chief, which is Jesus Christ. None of us are exempt. I have 3 points I want to touch on briefly this morning. Leaven is a foreign element that can be good or bad. Leaven is a moving, active element that can be good or bad. Leaven is assimilating, causes something to resemble or like. That can be good or bad. You better make sure, you better check out who you're hanging around with. Association brings on a simulation. You hang around somebody that gossip a lot, then you're wondering why you gossiping. I'm talking about leaven now. We want to get it right so God can come in this house and save our souls. We forget, I got to work up my salvation every day. Work it out. See, we want it easy. We want that microwave Christianity. Did you know it's something that you got to do? Shut your mouth. Stop talking about, discuss it, and then commit it to prayer. If you don't pray, you have just been used as an agent by Satan. Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. People, close your mouth. This is from God. This has been on me all week. God is saying, stop the murmuring. Stop the complaining. Because when we do that, what we're saying is, I'm better. I got all the answers. You don't even see your stinking pride and that sinfulness. God is not pleased. We pray on Wednesdays. We pray every day. We pray on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. But especially on Wednesdays. Corporate night prayer on the phone. Why don't more of you join? What's wrong? What is prayer? Communing with the Father. Do you want God? When you pray with your brother and sister, you begin to feel their spirit. You begin to know who they are.
That's right.
See, we don't want to wait until God takes something away from us, until we recognize how blessed we were. It's like being in a marriage and you taking your wife for granted. Then all of a sudden God brings her home. Now you crying. Well, you should have took care of the girl while you had her. You took her for granted. God done brought your mama home. You never loved her. You didn't take care of her. Your back talked her. Now you want to go over in the corner and cry. Seek the Lord while he is now here. Prayer is all we got. With Jesus? Why not? What are you scared of? Well, I can't pray. Well, association brings on assimilation. Get around folk that know how to pray. We say some really ridiculous stuff. Well, I can't pray like you. Well, God don't want you pray like me. We say some ridiculous things. No, let's just get in here with Jesus. That's all it is. All Jesus wants is to dwell with us. And we dwell with one another. I'm telling you, God ain't playing no more. The scripture says, see, we talk all this stuff. I love the Lord. Many of us do. I love the Lord. Well, I want to show you something here. I love the Lord. Do you? God says that you come and you honor me with your mouth and you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. I can tell you where it is. Because God says study to show yourself approved. It ain't just for the pastor. Where y'all getting this from? Where we get this crazy stuff from? Well, it's only for the pastor. Ain't you saved? Don't you want to know your Savior? Where you getting this from? It ain't in the Word of God. He don't just say, Ricky, he don't call him pastor. He don't call me pastor. Ricky, study to show yourself approved. Linda, I ain't gonna mess with him today. I try to, Ed, you know I got a sense of humor. I'm trying to keep it. But did you know laughter is good for your soul?
Amen. It is.
I challenge anybody. I said this the other, a couple of days ago. I challenge y'all. I want to see y'all do this. I want to see who can smile and frown at the same time. Well, out at the count of three, frown and smile at the same time. One, two, three. Do it. You can't. You cannot do it. I like to add laughter because God is not up in heaven as a taskmaster. He loves us, people. He wants to dwell with us. But we got to get it right. When we walk in obedience to God, that is where freedom is. When we do what God tells us to do, did you know we all have 24 hours in a day? None of us have more, none of us have less. Stop making excuses. I don't have enough time. Well, you got the same amount of time I got. we Christians say some stupid stuff. And we think it sounds good. God is up in heaven. I'm telling you right now, Jesus sitting on the right hand of God intercede. But God said, I'm getting ready to get to that point. I'm getting ready to get him. I'm going to take him out. I'm getting ready to put the hammer. Daddy, I got him. I know he's stupid. God, get ready to tear us up, Pastor Rick. Only because of Jesus Christ and him crucified. God took us off this planet before. Don't think he don't want to do it. He just ain't going to do it. Because God is a God that does not lie. He is bound by his word. It's not about what he feel like. See, that's where we get in trouble. It's always about what I feel like. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. Well, I'm tired today. Well, I got other things to do. I'm gonna tell you something. You better get busy for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because time is short.
Amen.
If not now, then when? What else is there? As William said, just love God because he's God. Or do you really believe in God? Or do you just know that there is a God? Or are you just so wrapped up in being religious? Huh? Seek him while he yet may be found. Those that seek him early. I can't get away from the scriptures. I don't agree with everything that God says in the Bible. I'm telling you right now, I don't like a whole lot of it. Folks be lying. Preachers lying in the pulpit. I love the Lord and all. Stop it. I don't like everything that's in the Bible. I know it messing some of y'all up. I don't agree with everything God says. Messing y'all up, ain't it? Y'all like, this man, he can't preach no more. It don't matter. Because God ain't never asked my opinion on it. He just said, if you love me. He ain't say if you feel like it. He ain't say if you agree with me. He said, if you love me, keep it. Obey me. Obedience is better than. No, I'm going to be able to get through this. Hallelujah. As we take these verses in context in verses 1 and 3, the Pharisees were and the Sadducees were testing Jesus. And they wanted to see a sign. Then they would believe. That's not faith. Faith is the substance of those things which we have not seen. See, they will believe once they see. No, they would not. They think they would. Their hearts were grown cold. They could not even discern or recognize the true and living God that they claimed to worship was talking right at them. That's where we get in trouble. We say and do things and don't even realize God is sitting there right there. What is wrong with us? We are saying and doing things, but yet we say we love the Lord. But don't we realize the scripture says, God said, I ain't going to ever leave you nor forsake you. So that means he right there with you while you running your mouth. And you're wondering why ain't no nothing on you.
Oh, go ahead now. Amen.
I continue to tell you, discuss, talk about, committed to prayer.
Amen.
Stop beating people up when you see the flaws or the faults. or because you don't like them. Some of you need to be delivered from yourself. And you ain't need to be delivered from no demon. You need to be delivered from your own self. You're stuck up. You're rude. You're moody. You're prideful. You're arrogant. Nobody can tell you nothing. But you want to tell everybody else what to do. You won't, when somebody come to you with an issue, you make excuses. You won't repent. You won't tell folk you're sorry. That's not Jesus. But we want God to move. We got to get it right. I continue to tell you. You got to walk the word. And you got to work the word. God has done all he's going to do.
Hallelujah.
Stop praying, God, help me with my mouth. You get control of yourself. The Holy Spirit, if you're saved, already there.
Hallelujah.
It's the mouth, it's the mouth, it's the mouth. It is fire. It is poison. It is more poisonous than any snake on this planet. Is more deadly than any forest fire that has ever hit this planet. Point one, leaven is a foreign object. Yeast is materially different to the flour. It's placed in the flour by a living person. The grace of God is the same. It's not natural to man. And it is very different to our nature prior to walking with God. But before man can possess it, God must give it and place it within us. The new nature is spiritual and from God. It is placed in man by the living God. The word leaven comes from the word yeast. What does yeast do to flour? It makes it rise. What does sin do unto our lives? It makes us rise in the flesh. What does disobedience to God in our lives do? It causes our spirit man to rise in unrighteousness to God. Sin is what separates us from God. Many times we sin and we don't even think we sin. Don't even do it. But we can see, but we look at other, look at what they did. Look at what they did. God says, Michael, look in the mirror. God is talking his mirror, his spiritual mirror. And son, look in that mirror. Because you don't have a splinter in your eye. You have a 2x4 cane in you. Imagine that. We want to pick everybody, and you look in the mirror, and spiritually you see this 2x4. 2x4, that's a big boy. 2 inches by 4 inches, typically 8 foot long. But you dwelling on that little splinter that's in your brother's eye. See, once we get it right, we recognize that we are flawed. And we begin to pray for our brothers and sisters because you realize you messed up. We all crack pots, just to let you know. Every last one of us in here are crack pots, including you, including me. When we receive the Holy Spirit, he has a super glue to glue it so that we can contain the anointing, the oil of the Holy Ghost. From time to time, the more you sin, the more you're going to leak. You're emptying yourself of the anointing of the glory of God. The more you sin, the more you run your mouth. That's typically what it is in the church. You keep on, you fall into sexual sin and all kinds of stuff. But you're leaking. You're just leaking. And you just walking and you're moving by fumes. As we repent, fall upon our knees. God, forgive me, for I've sinned against you. See, when you sin, you do sin against God. I don't care what you do. It's always against God. Then the Holy Spirit said, okay, let me get some super glue. Patch those areas that are leaking so that you contain more of him. What does it say? Less of us? But too many times is too much of us in the way. The good and the bad of leaven. Leaven is a moving, active element. It begins to work at once. As soon as it's released, it begins the task upon the flour. It does not change the identity of the flour, but rather alters its qualities. It does not change the power of the soul of man. It gives its own characteristics to the soul and makes it gracious because of God himself and what he has done. Listen to this. One man asks another man which dog would win if the two dogs got in a fight. Same size dog, same breed and everything, same age. The man with the dog said, well, I guess the one that I feed and cater to the most will be the one that will win. What am I saying? You're both spirit and flesh. Which one are you catering to? We can dress it up in the church. But which one are you catering to? Some of us need to cut the TV off. I'm just telling you that right now. Some of us claim we want to do the work of God, and God can't get our attention because all we are doing is sitting down watching TV. That is our God. Some of you, I'm telling you, some of you, that's your God. You spend more time before the boob tube rather than being with your father. Then you say, I ain't got time. I don't have no time. If you're too busy to do what God has told you to do, I've said this before. If you're too busy, God is talking to every single one of us. It's not just the pastor. If you're too busy to obey and do what God has said and told you to do, guess what? I love acronyms. B-U-S-Y, busy. You're being under Satan's yoke. Because we all have a work to do. It is more than just we getting saved. And barely spending time with the Father. God is saying, and I know this is a word for some of you, God is telling you, cut the TV off. Some needs to fast from the television. Garbage in, garbage out. You may not be looking at TV programs that may have a lot of profanity and all that, but it's stealing your time that the Father wants to spend with you. The only time Jesus speaks favorably of leaven or yeast is when he speaks about the kingdom of heaven. Jesus expects his kingdom in us to rise within us. Matthew 13:33, and another parable he spake unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid three measures. Three measures roughly is 60 pounds. Okay, a measure is roughly 20 pounds. And hid three measures of meal or flour until the whole loaf rose or leavened. The good and the bad of leaven. Which are you? And in closing, leaven is assimilating. Leaven is silent, but it is also transformative. The scripture says, don't lay hands suddenly on no man. But also what God is saying, don't let anybody just lay hands suddenly on you. I'm very careful who I allow lay hands on me. Did you know you have the right to tell me, Pastor Mike, I don't want you to pray over me? We have a free will. We do. Some of us may not understand why. I've had people to want to pray over me, and I couldn't quite figure out, I don't want you praying over me. And some of you have felt that before. You may not understood why. That's a check in your spirit. Because I'm telling you, there is what we call transference of spirits. Association brings on simulation. You have the right to say, Pastor Mike, I don't want you to pray right now over me. I ain't get upset. Because God has given us a free will. I'm not going to force Christianity down your throat. We just love people. That's all. Love them. Leaven is silent and transformative. It creates no noise. It goes about its work silently. That is why we have to be careful in falling into complaint. Because did you know, as you are complaining to someone else, you're sowing that seed into their ear. And you be careful when people are complaining. It's okay to stop them in their track.
Right there.
If you hear me, I'm telling you, me. If you catch me, Pastor Mike, that's not a God. Because God said he ain't a respectable person, see. See, we tend to get too prideful. See, we think more of ourselves than we ought to think, see. But when we discuss, I'm telling you, better make sure you're committed to prayer. Some of you need to stop talking on the phone too much. This is what God is revealing to me. Some of you have complaining partners where there's no spirit, but you love to get with this person, and all y'all do is talk about this person, that person, this person, that person, this person. We men ain't exempt from that. My wife can tell you I don't put up with it. But I shut the girl down quick, and she'll shut me down. We don't like it. Nobody like it when you shut down. But it's good to stop that mess in its track. Because the adversary will use it to get you out and to get them out. Leaven is silent and transformative. It goes about its work silently. The grace of God does the same thing. The effects may be heard, but the work is silent and it is gradual. Jesus wants leaven to become our friend. He wants leaven to explode in our lives as a believer, so he will be glorified. Therefore, his kingdom will grow. Jesus expects Christian believers to rise to the top like the bread in heaven, to kill the flesh and remove sinful ways and sin issues. I think it is fair to say that if God's kingdom, now I want you to really, really grab hold of this. If God's kingdom isn't growing within us, then the word, which is a type of leaven or yeast, will have a negative effect in our lives. Paul writes, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. What leaven are you? Think about it. What leaven are you speaking into people's lives? What leaven are you speaking into your husband's life? What leaven are you speaking into your wife's life? What leaven are you speaking into your fellow church member? There are some relationships that you need to sort of move away from because it has become too comfortable that when you get together, no prayer is going, all you're doing is murmuring and complaining. You need to distance yourself until you get yourself right and then come back.
Amen.
Because God is not pleased. All I know is I want more of God.
Amen.
And I pray that each of you want more of God. Because that's the ultimate. God created us to praise him and to worship him. And it says that he inhabits the praises of Israel. He inhabits our praises because we are adopted children. We are engrafted with the children of Israel. So he inhabits the praises of his people. But he doesn't inhabit the complaints of his people. The murmuring of his people. Let's please God. Let's please him. That's all. He created us to praise him and to worship him, but he also created us as an object for his love to fall upon. Ultimately, this thing is all about love. When the rubber meets the road, when you go from the beginning to the end, this is a love book to mankind. Nothing more, nothing less. This is God's love letter to you, to you, to you, to you, to me. That's what it is. Read the love letter. Read it. Adhere to it. Obey it. Fall in love with God all over again. Take him not for granted. Lord God, we come. And Father God, we thank you for this day.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are analyzing ourselves. You're not here to beat us up. But Lord God, as you say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And so, Father God, you want us to do these things so that we can walk with you and so that you can walk with us.
Amen.
And so, Father God, we thank you that you are a loving God, that you are a merciful God, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for your glory and for being here with us and for speaking to us and talking with us and loving us so much that you sent Jesus Christ to die for each and every one of us, Lord. And so we just thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord God, that we will analyze ourselves to see what leaven we are. Are we speaking leaven into people's lives that will cause them to rise in the spirit? Or speaking leaven that will cause them to rise in the flesh? And so, Father God, may we take control of our tongues. May we be mindful of everything that we say, every complaint that comes forth, Lord God. And may we commit everything to prayer. But may some of us cut the TV off, Lord God, and cut you on, Lord God. Cut the TV off and cut you on. And so we just thank you for what you're doing. In the name of Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. I do.